Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of December 2018, and this is the 927th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've just come for a walk. It's very mild today. I've taken off my jumper and slung it round my waist. And I'm trying to walk and talk at the same time. I'm going up a very steep hill, and it seems to me to be much easier for me to walk on my bad foot uphill. As I came out, I heard the clanging of buckets and mops and realised that there was someone cleaning the chapel which has the clock that chimes. At least I think it does. I think it's there that it's coming from. And so I was able to go inside, and she told me, I asked her how old the chapel was, and she said she didn't know. It wasn't. I said, was it older than the church? That's a bit further away. And she said, no, it wasn't that ancient, but the church I was comparing it to was 12th century. So I think it's still quite an old chapel, and it has really beautiful painted ceilings with pale blue with stars, and some lovely sort of little plaster, wood, painted wooden medallions of the Station of the Cross. But the imagery looks quite medieval to me, so it may be later, but maybe not really. If it's just not as old as 12th century, it could be 13th. And it's not open to the public except for Christmas. So I won't see it this year, but I was very, very pleased to get a little look inside. There's no water there or anything, so the woman who is cleaning it then sort of marched into the village with her bucket and mop and off to wherever she lives. And now that I've had that little treat, I didn't feel I could take any photographs in there, but I'm going up this really steep hill, because last time I was here, I remember, I'm pretty sure it was this street that I found all this knee-deep chestnut leaves, and I'd love to see them again. So I'm just going to continue uphill. It's a bit harder to pause this with one hand. Okay. Well, I'm nearly at the top, and I just realised I could see the roof of the chapel, unless I've completely lost my orientation. There's a lovely turreted roof. It may, of course, not be anything to do with the chapel. I might be able to see from a bit further up, but I've got to the end of the sealed path, and I'm now on grass, and I've just come through rather a lot of stinging nettles. I've got a boot on one foot, my ordinary walking boot, but on the other I've just got this enormous plastic man's shoe, and so I really don't want to get swellings from stinging in addition to the swelling I've already got. But one of the things that I'm really noticing is how tiny, how very short the doors are. I'm just next to a little outbuilding, and I think I would have to duck to go in, and I'm only 5'2". So they're very, very low buildings. I think there must have been quite little people here when these buildings were built. Anyway, I'm going to just lift up my very Swiss crutches and continue up a bit. Now in a little sort of wood. I do have to be a bit careful here. Ground is a little bit uneven, so I'm just going very, very slowly. I can't quite remember where this actually goes, but it doesn't matter. It's the journey, not the destination. Tomorrow is Tuesday, so I will have been here a week, and on Tuesdays we have a kind of a trip into Carcassonne to get the next week's groceries. And I'm trying to get a doctor's appointment to coincide, because otherwise it's very difficult to get to anything. I really have to take a taxi, which means ordering a taxi from Carcassonne, and then it has to make double the trip, so it's a very, very expensive proposition. So I'm hoping I can get something organised. I've just come a little further, and there are some steps up into what must have been another field, because it's so steep. When I say field, I mean really tiny areas of ground that have been, in the past, have been used for growing things. They're mostly quite overgrown now. I think the population has really, really shrunk here. But these lovely steps going up. I have got to a bit with the very deep leaves, but what I wasn't thinking about was that actually we've just had some quite heavy rain, and so wading through them is not quite such a good idea. But maybe if it dries out, that'd be good. I also think that it's a bit too uneven for me to go very far up here. And I need to be a bit circumspect about my need to go down, which is not as easy. So perhaps this is as far as I'm going to go today. I just seem to have reached a little bit of ground where there's some play equipment, some swings and a slide, kind of unexpected in the middle of a wood. Well, maybe time to gently go back down again. Just feel a bit of scrunch under my feet. There's chestnuts here too. I just wonder if I can pick them. They're a bit manky. And also, I guess if they've been rained on too much, they're likely to get a bit mouldy. So maybe not a chestnut hunt. I think I need to just concentrate on getting back down. Well, I'm back home, and soon we're going to have a communal meal and an apéro with another arrival who's coming, and a farewell to someone who's leaving. Tuesdays are the days of arrival and departure, and the host of this place has very, very kindly organised for me to see a GP tomorrow, and is going to give me a lift both ways, so I feel very, very lucky. It's very interesting working somewhere like this when you're used to working alone. There's something about hearing other people around and knowing that they're all working on other different projects that feels very, very supportive, even if you don't see them for hours. But I have just gone for a little walk, a second walk, after my last one, down to the water spring. I hadn't actually drunk my water today, and I can hear it in my voice. So I didn't have a spare bottle to collect water in. But it was a nice stroll catching the end of the sun. We could see the sunset over the hills. Not a very spectacular one, it's quite grey. But it gets dark very quickly once that's happened. So I'm going to finish now and get myself organised. I need to take off my enormous boot and the brace, which is a bit stiff, and give my foot a rest for half an hour before I head downstairs. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to have a mix of the external world and your internal one, that whatever's brewing within you, that you've been able to find some kind of creative outlet for it, even if, when I say even if, I mean including just musing on it or noticing it. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.